Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Guess what? It is also Think, Aim, Fire with investigative reporter Lee Williams and Bob Keller from Gamut Resolutions. As I nod my head sagely, like the old wise man I purport to be. Good afternoon, guys.
What's up?
Hey, Bob, you know, you said something 2 weeks ago, and it took Bill and I 2 weeks to process it and digest it. He must be on something here. He must be on to something. Your staccato, the itty-bitty little
CS.
Said you'd carry that as your duty gun. And, you know, both Bill and I mean, the last duty gun I carried was a 92F, or the M9, whatever you want to call it. And I carried the Glock 17. The idea of carrying something small as a primary secondary weapon, I think, is kind of genius. I guess you don't need, as long as you got enough ammo and the accuracy, why the hell do you need a big, you know, boat anchor of a gun?
Yeah, that was always my thing.
Well,
because I don't know if we said it last time, but yeah, when I was at the unit, it was the Glock 22, so the 40 cal.
Right.
Okay.
Full size. And that was like supposed to be your duty gun, right? Or your operational gun. But we also had Glock 19s for our low vis gun, and I didn't use anything other than the Glock 19 for anything, so. I just don't like big guns. And exactly what you said. If I have enough ammo and I'm still accurate with it, why would I carry a
bulky gun? Well, so when you're setting up your kit, right? Are you primarily going to have everything on there more for the primary weapon than for the secondary weapon? Are you carrying a bunch of ammo for the handgun?
No. No, and I've said it. I'm sure we've talked about it before, but one deployment I carried a pistol, and then after that I brought my pistols with, but I never carried it on target after that one deployment. Unless it was hostage rescue.
So, that is unbelievable. I guess you just keep the rifle running, but if you do go for if you went, you'd carry the CS.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so, I mean, it depends on the, it's always situation dependent, you know, like for us, just depending on who you're working with. I mean, to me, and I would say the majority of people I work with were comfortable on target without a secondary. Not that we have a ton of people. It's not like a big infantry unit, but we have so many people that are so good that if something happens to your primary, you would just back off. Or, you know, like just you're out, right? Someone's going to be there to pull up your slack that quick. So it wasn't really needed. Now, situation dependent, you're out there with only two people or yourself, then yeah, if it allows it, you definitely want to have a secondary or something happen to your primary.
So
I think the concept of downsizing a duty gun is genius.
Yeah, I never understood it. Like all the LE guys too, they always for their duty gun, I always end up going like if it's talking about staccatos, I always end up going with a P, which is awesome. But to me, if I was an on duty police officer or a SWAT guy, 100% I would pick the CS.
I mean, you're talking considerably less weight and definitely a lot less bulk.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so let's talk about the shortcoming, though.
Yeah.
So the shortcoming for me with the CS, because I have a CS sitting right here, and I agree with you, it's so much easier to carry. It's a little bit easier to carry than the C2, a little bit easier, because you have a C2, you know the difference.
Yeah.
So the problem that I'm having, because I do want to train with the CS, I can't get any magazines to go with it. I mean, I've got the three that came with it.
Yeah.
Like, if I came to your class to take a pistol class, I don't want to be there with three magazines.
I mean, you'd still be fine, Bill.
I know I would. I know I would, but I mean, so do you
Bobby
go to,
would,
when
Bobby
you go,
would fail you.
Bill wants to show up with, like, eight mags.
You're absolutely right. I mean, who wants to get up there? And how was your class? It was great. Why are your thumbs in a cast? Well, I had to reload a bunch of magazines over and over and over again.
So why can't you get them?
Apparently the gun is selling so fast and so hard.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess it's going to have to wait. In the interim, though, I mean, when I carry, if I'm going to carry a handgun and I need more than the two mags, I've got the C2 that will run every mag that they make. And I'm wondering, and you might know, because I know they supposedly have a couple of guns coming out in 2024. Are they going to make other magazines to go with this gun? Do you know anything about that?
No, I haven't. I'm not in the loop on that one.
Well, you need to get in the loop, Bob. You're supposed to be one of the pros.
Yeah, I know. I haven't.
Get Pignotto on the phone and say, listen, hey, it's Bob Keller. Pignotto.
I mean, I will definitely do that now.
That
I didn't know that was... an issue for them for getting them, but yeah, I haven't heard of like the other ones coming out and if it's going to be compatible. Well, that is the nice thing with like the XC, the C2, and the P. You know, you can use the magazines for all of them. Can't use the C2 mag for a P, but vice versa you can.
Right.
We got a couple seconds here, Bill, before the break, because I got a question that
goes
right along.
You got 2 minutes, go.
When are we going to see the Bob Keller signature handgun?
Probably never.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. Talk to those guys. Tell them everyone wants one.
Everyone wants one.
That actually was something we did talk about when I first came on board, and I don't know what happened. I never really pursued it.
If you're so hot on the CS, I mean, it's the de facto Bob Keller signature handgun.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if I was going to come up with one, it would have been pretty similar to the CS, I'll tell you that.
Well, then put your name on the side, you know, next time I see you, and sign my pistol.
Yeah, you can just sign it with a Sharpie. That'll be perfect. Bob Keller's signature. I got a C2 Limited you could sign. That'd be cool. That'd look like and it's got a threaded barrel, too. Oh, my.
A C2 Limited?
Yes, sir.
What's the difference?
I'm not sure.
What's the difference on that one?
It must be so rare. That's what makes it limited.
Can you get bags for that one?
It's the same. It's the same frame, but I mean, it was supposed to have come with a compensator on it, and it did not. So that was the limited part because they normally ship with a compensator, a Dawson Precision compensator.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're coming up on the first break, and Lee Williams, he specializes in breaking news before anybody else does. And he sees it coming from a different angle. And then as soon as he breaks it, everybody copies him. And he does this in a variety of places. TheGunWriter.substack.com is where a lot of his stuff lifts off. He is the only writer at ArmedAmericanNews.com, the collaboration with Mark Walters. And he is the lone investigative reporter at Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. Bob Keller is the very busy... only here occasionally sort of guy from Gamut Resolutions. And very shortly he'll be coming out with a signature handgun with a nice swirly effect.
Don't put that out there, Bill.
And anyway,
he's got a Sharpie.
Yeah, he'll have to sign it for you. You have to go to Florida and get it signed. Then it's There you go. Signature gun, literally. Yep. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This is also Think Aim Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. Bob, or Lee, which way are we going? Bob, Lee, which way are we going?
Hey, that just... I've been waiting to get Bob's opinion on this because it is semi-serious. The Army has a new sergeant major of the Army.
Oh.
And that's a big deal. You know, the Army's top NCO has a lot to do. I mean, generally he's, you know, looking after soldiers' welfare, quality of life issues. Each one of these guys kind of has their own little side gig. But I know the former Grinston, his big thing was changes to the uniform policy. He rolled out the Army's combat physical test. The new SMA, the Sergeant Major of the Army, is from Bob's old unit.
Who is it?
Michael R. Weimer, or Weimer, you know him?
Yeah, yes, I know him. No longer, we were not, didn't work together, weren't friends there, but yes, I know him.
So, you know, is this a good thing for the big green, for the big green?
Oh, I hope so. But you never know. I mean, has he turned into a yes sir man over the years, or does he have balls?
I mean, the big criticism I'm hearing, the only criticism I'm hearing, there were some, is that, you know, nobody's doubting this guy's capabilities in combat, but
right,
is he going to be good for the big Army and not just a highly specialized unit?
Again, it depends on how he's changed over the years. I would absolutely a plus for the whole Army.
Good.
And just
glad to hear.
Without even if he's become a yes sir man, it's still going to be awesome for the Army. Trust me.
Good. Good. He's already pissed a couple people off. They asked him about uniforms, grooming standards, and he said, you know, no beards, period. And next question. But I think I got to go with a plus, right? Given what he's been through.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I would. That's interesting. I did not know that or hear that. I would like to see some of the, or hear some of the stuff that he is implementing. I would hope that training becomes a lot better. Equipment becomes a lot better, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's used to the best stuff in the world.
Yeah,
and I hope some of that can trickle down to the infantry units, to the.
Well, I think high speed. Again, it depends on how you've changed, but usually see, depending on, and if it's just a straight up admin guy, he's not going to look at training as an important thing, and he's going to look at the grooming and the uniforms being important, where an operational guy is going to look at the training aspect and the better equipment. I would hope.
He seems pretty humble. He's already showed up at a couple of things without the CIB, with, you know, just his combat patch and he's really kind of stripped down. Struck me as odd. But, you know, maybe not a bad thing.
Sometimes that's economic. Sometimes that's economic.
Yeah.
I mean, it costs a lot of money to get all that stuff sewn on your uniform.
Yeah. Maybe he didn't have room for it.
Is he a smart guy?
I don't, because I never work with him. I just know the name.
Okay.
I never even heard about him, you know, in the building on how he was. I do know the name.
Well, I'm glad that they got a guy in of that caliber.
I love it. I think, regardless of how he's changed, I think it's going to be a great thing for the Army.
Good.
How long are those positions?
What are they, 2 years?
Is it only 2 years?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a long time, unfortunately, because this is the kind of guy you want to maybe.
Yeah, I think that's why I asked.
Yeah.
But good on him for getting the position. That's not easy.
No, God, no. Well, we got an absolute ton of questions, including a couple of real good ones. I'm going to start with one of my favorite. From Trudy, she says she's a longtime listener. I miss the lack of FCC regulation on your old show. I need some marital advice. My husband and I live in Miami. We took a concealed carry class 6 years ago. And both got our CWFLs, that's Florida Concealed Weapon and Firearms License. We both carry Glock 19s, although I'm intrigued by the Staccato. My problem is this. My husband won't carry a round in the chamber. He says he doesn't feel safe. I don't have that problem. Please try and talk some sense into him. I will make sure he listens. Thanks for all you do, and thanks for your service. So for one, if you're carrying to save your own life, you should always have a round chambered.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't feel comfortable with it, you need to start taking more classes.
And I will say this, you can put a round in that chamber, that Glock 19, and throw it out on center ice and play three periods of hockey with it, and it's not going to go bang unless somebody pulls the trigger.
Yeah, any gun you could carry, and if you have weapons handling skills and you're comfortable, that shouldn't even be a question.
Right.
Does he train Israelis?
I don't understand that. I would say go out either more times on your own with the two of you going to a range and get more comfortable so you actually do have that confidence to carry like I think you should with around the chamber or search other instructors down there or come to one of my classes. But it's all about confidence.
I would say if you're in Florida, Trudy, go take one of Bob's classes. You and your husband will be there totally comfortable. Today when bad things happen, they happen at the speed of life. You're lucky to be able to get your gun out of the holster and be able to use it on a bad guy. I wouldn't want to try having a chamber around, pull out of it and chamber around.
Exactly. You don't need that. You're only like 3.5 hours away from my range, and I have a 1-day pistol class and an intro class coming up in November and December. So come on up.
Perfect time of year. Anonymous, I am dying to know what Bob thinks about the ATF SWAT team training quarterly, 4 times per year for CQB. I know you guys talked about this a bit, but it's absolutely hilarious. Quarterly CQB training! Exclamation point.
Yeah, we did talk about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, before we talk about it, we got to go into the break, so we'll pick up on the quarterly CQB training, which that sounds a little bit like the same kind of continuing education an accountant would take. Doesn't it? I mean, anyway.
Yeah.
Bob Keller, he is the instructor. The only instructor at Gamut Resolution. So when you get there, and he also will autograph your shoulder with a Sharpie. Anything you want can be Bob Keller's signature. Anything you want. Lee Williams, he is the writer at thegunwriter.substack.com. He's at armedamericannews.com and at saf.org. Constantly mixing the pot against the anti-gunners. If it wasn't so effective and so glorious, it would be hilarious. Just because there's probably a few people there, I don't know, having anxiety attacks over Lee Williams' article.
Yep.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Wildfires are continuing to devastate Maui.
Officials on the Hawaiian island of Maui are reporting multiple wildfires sweeping across the western area of the island has killed multiple dozens of people. Entire blocks of homes and businesses in historic Lahaina Town have gone up in smoke. More than 270 structures are damaged or destroyed. Hawaii Lieutenant Governor Democrat Sylvia Luke on Honolulu's KHON TV.
We need to figure out a way to help a lot of people in the next several years and to build some of these structures.
More than 11,000 people have been evacuated off of the island of Maui. I'm Lance Pry.
This as President Biden approved a major disaster declaration today to get aid to people that desperately need help. The House and Senate remain on August recess. Tim Berg, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and today it is also Thinking Fire. And when we left off, the question was, what does Bob think about quarterly CQB training, which may as well be quarterly paint-by-numbers training? What do you think about it?
Well, it's definitely not enough, but it is actually more than what a lot of other departments get.
Yeah, unfortunately.
For CQB, you want to be good at CQB, it needs to be weekly, but who has the opportunity to do that?
I don't think you can call them a SWAT team if they're doing it four times a year.
But it's crazy when you talk about like SWAT teams and like non full time SWAT teams. They're probably getting that amount or maybe even less depending on the team.
Yeah,
because they're doing their once a month training. And in that training, they got to pick what they want to be training on, like that month. So one month it might be just shooting, then the next month it might be vehicle tactics, and the next month might be CQB, and then the next month might be active shooter training. So when you look at it, even like the part-time SWAT guys, some of those guys aren't getting four times a year on CQB.
Yeah.
Now that depends on the team, of course. I just did a CQB class for Tampa SWAT, and I think they're doing it better than most. Like they'll mix up their day, and they said it was kind of on what I had. So I have done a class for them before on shooting, and told them, you should never do just CQB. Like mix it up, be CQB and shooting, or shooting and CQB.
And they've kind of implemented that, which is good. So they're getting more CQB, even though they're only getting a certain whatever a week it is, or a week or 4 days of training a month. They at least try to incorporate CQB every time that they meet up. So that's good on them. But a lot of teams don't do that.
And they're not full time, or are they full time?
No, not full time.
Gary wants to know, when you're running from station to station during a handgun drill, do you carry your handgun in one hand, two hands, or holstered?
If I'm running from
a station to another station during a handgun drill.
Is it during competition? If it's during competition, you got to abide by the rules. But
yeah,
me personally, if I'm like when I train on my own, if I'm going from one spot to another, 100% in one hand, and I'm running just like I would if I didn't have a gun in my hand.
Yeah,
there's no muzzle facing downrange. There's like breaking the 90. Like if I'm training on my own, or when I was operational with the team, 100%. I'm out of the holster, pistols in one hand, and I am hauling ass.
Try running
fast with two hands on your gun.
Yeah, no kidding. Anonymous asked, armed cartel gunmen are crossing into Texas with ARs and body armor. Any idea about the rules of what the rules of engagement would be for civilians who live along the border?
Well, that's a good one. That's for you, Lee.
Wouldn't it be imminent bodily harm or danger of death? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah,
always
we civilians don't have ROE. We have the law, and you would have to abide by the same laws governing, whether a deadly force in Texas, whether or not they're a cartel gunman. But yeah, I saw some photos, and that is kind of disconcerting. Our border's wide open.
If they have a gun in their hand, you finish them, then
yep,
they had a gun.
There's a lot of open ground down there. Kevin says, given the Ninth Circuit decision on Hawaii's butterfly knife ban, do you predict this will eventually become a nationwide right? Also, what are your EDC knives, fellas? Well, the Ninth Circuit just overturned Hawaii's ban on butterfly or balisong knives, citing the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment says keep and bear arms. It does not specify guns. So I think we're going to see this hopefully will matriculate east, and we'll see easing of all these municipal knife bans. My EDC knife, I have two. I carry the one that Bob had designed, which is still my favorite knife, and I carry a Swiss Army. I mean, I have spent a lot of money on Emerson's and all kinds of crazy knives, but I just wasn't stabbing as many people as I thought I would be. So,
right?
But I'm undoing screws. I need to get the cover off my battery thing on my EOTech. So I'm using Bob's knife all the time. I'm just not stabbing that many people.
Yeah, I got to get one to Bill. So I have other ones coming out, Lee.
Excellent. Same
knife, but it's all black. So
okay.
I mean, the whole thing's blacked out.
I'm carrying a Scatterwag tactical folder currently.
It's the handiest thing I've ever had. It's like having a toolkit in your pocket. I used it all the time.
Yeah, Bill, I'll get you one, and you have to carry it for like a month,
okay.
And then you'll see, and we'll have to see what you actually think. It's one of those things people like, so it doesn't have a tip on it, and people are like, what the hell? Why would I carry a knife without a tip on it? Like for my EDC,
They've never had to break into something and pry something open, have they?
It's one of those things that's like if you get it, you get it.
Yeah.
Like once you carry it for like a month and start using it, you'll be like, holy crap. Yeah, this is way better.
I'm no longer going looking for screwdrivers.
I mean, it's just crazy. Like so we would get free knives, obviously. And anytime they broke, we could just DX it and get a new one. And like when I came, way back when, I would always DX my knife, and overseas, like we're not fighting with knives. We're fighting with guns. Right? So the knife was always used to pry stuff open, like Bill just said. And you'd always break the tip off. Well, I got to the point after DXing so many of them, I ended up using the broken tip more often than not, right? So I was like, once one broke off, I wouldn't even DX anymore. I would just leave it like that.
And over the years, that's how my mate became. And it was kind of funny. I was like, if I ever become a civilian, have a chance to, you know, have my own knife, the first thing I would do is have a blunt tip. And that's what I did. I actually got the opportunity to have my own knife, and that's what I did. And people are, you know, most people when they see it, they're like, what the heck? This isn't a fighting knife. Well, just like Lee was saying earlier, you not many times, and you could definitely stab someone with this knife if you
oh, yeah. So, well, I mean, I used to have, you remember those Pilot survival knives they sold at the clothing store?
Oh, yeah.
I had one of those taped to my LBE, and more often than not, instead of using it as a knife fighter, I would use it as a tent stake.
Yep. I mean, that's what they always
do. I would always be short one tent stake on the shelter half, and I'd be like, oh, okay, stick it in the ground. And,
yeah, I always use for everything other than
knife fighting. Yeah. I like that it looked like one of Arnold Schwarzenegger's knives in Commando, though. It was just a miniature version. I was the meanest guy. I was the meanest guy staking out a shelter half with a knife that I knew of. So anyway.
Okay, anonymous asks, have you guys talked about non-ballistic load-bearing vests? I've got a British vest and a London Bridge one that are fantastic, but they don't pair with holsters or with a holster. I don't trust the sewn-in holsters. Thank you for your service, and thanks for safeguarding the fold-a-gap bill.
Oh, well, hang on there for a second before this gets answered by anybody. We're heading into the last break. Lee Williams, he is the investigative reporter at Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. He is part of the Armed American Radio Substack Gun Writer collaboration, which is Armed American News, which he is the only writer of Armed American News. He's the one putting the articles up there. All of his articles begin at thegunwriter.substack.com. Bob Keller is a operator who's segued into being a operator. He's teaching people to be operators. He's teaching people how to apply that kind of philosophy to a single man, which that's a sort of a hard transition to make, but he's doing it, and he does that at Gamut Resolutions. We'll be right back with the answer about the non-ballistic load-bearing vest. This is Lock and Load.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since.
I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we're talking with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. This is Think Aim Fire. We just had a question about a non-ballistic load-bearing equipment. So what do we got?
Probably just talking about a chest rig, right?
Yeah, or the vest. Remember those things? It's kind of like early 2000s. I've seen some of that British stuff. It looks hot. It looks heavy. Yeah, I think a chest rig, for me, it's a chest rig or the LBE.
Yeah, if you're worried about non-ballistic or having ballistic, I mean, I would get rid of that and get a good chest rig, and then you can always put body armor underneath that and just put a chest rig over it. Pretty easy if you don't want to, have a full-on ballistic kit.
I mean, I know what the guy's talking about with some of those sewn-in holsters. I remember those best.
Blackhawk made them. They still make them.
Yeah, I
don't like them.
I've always thought of those things as sort of but it doesn't really deserve that because, like all these airsoft guys, if you've ever seen them, they look like Bob did when he was active duty.
Oh,
those guys dress up.
It's crazy. They have sometimes have better stuff than we do.
Well, I saw an airsoft version of the Russian sniper rifle, the SVD, and the only reason it had a regular Russian scope on it. I mean, a real Russian scope. The only reason it was airsoft is it has that orange tip on it.
They go crazy.
Yeah. Well, good on them. I want to make sure we're not going to get through all the questions. There's a couple I want Bob to hear. Anonymous says, I don't have a question. I have an idea, a proposal. I hope Bob would think about offering a breaching/tactical entry class for bail enforcement agents. We kick more doors than SWAT teams, and many of us could use better, safer, and more modern tactics. Bounty hunters.
The problem with that is that varies from state to state.
Yeah.
Well,
Florida, you need a license. I know that.
Well, yeah, are you talking mechanical or are you talking explosive?
I don't know.
They would have to be talking mechanical. They don't. Don't you? I mean.
Yeah, I would agree.
Who has the licenses for explosives?
Yeah, well, I mean, not even many. Well, I mean, the SWAT teams are getting to the point where it's the majority do have the capability and they can use it. But they have to have their own breachers
so every team member isn't qualified, but it would come down to, I would assume he's probably talking about mechanical breaching, and that's something. There's probably other methods out. I mean, it's been so long since I've actually done mechanical breaching, because we do all explosives, so I know of a couple companies that actually do mechanical breaching classes. I mean, if that's the question, was like he wished I would do classes like that.
Yeah.
If he needs someone, I would go with someone who actually specializes in that. That's not what I specialize in. I mean, if it was explosive breaching, that changes every year too. It's like where to put it and how to do it is easy, and that really doesn't change or probably doesn't change much. But what they're using, that seems to change every year.
Well,
so that's just different stuff that's already pre-made stuff. That'd be something too. Like you'd want to go with someone that is actually doing that as their job,
right?
So they're up to speed on all the changes every year. I wouldn't be the best guy for that. If it came down to mechanical and you want a couple companies' names, definitely hit me up.
Well, see, that's the other thing. The bail enforcement agents, as they like to call themselves, sometimes they just operate by themselves. And are you teaching somebody how to kick in a door by themselves? Are you teaching a group of guys how to do something where you're stacked and you get ready to go in? I mean, it's going to vary from application to application depending on who's coming to you, right?
I ran into these guys when I was a cop, and I'd never seen them with more than two guys.
Right.
So,
but it's still only going to be one guy at the door actually breaching.
And, yeah.
Until you get so smoked, you got to switch out.
I don't actually know the answer to this one. What's the difference between a closed emitter red dot sight and a regular red dot sight?
So the aim point acro is a closed emitter. Like the Delta Point Pro is not a closed emitter, which, Bill, do you know like the actual specifics
of the non versus the just regular red dot? Not really. It seems like all the closed emitters that I see look like a mailbox, though, to be honest with you.
Yes, it is. So, and I'm so bad at like the whole technical side.
I prefer those because of the reticles that come in them, but I don't know what the value is of one over the other.
Well, it's a huge value, and I agree with that. I just don't like how big they have to be. So closed emitter, it's like everything's inside, right?
Right.
So if it's raining out, or if your lens gets condensation on it or something, it doesn't drown out the red dot where just a regular red dot would. Like all you have to do is get one piece of a raindrop in the right spot, and you're not going to be able to see the red dot clear. So closed emitter is definitely better for bad weather or for rainy weather.
Hmm.
But I don't know how it actually works.
Is it all
in price? I don't think so, no.
Okay.
But it's just big. It's bulky.
I mean, you're talking about that big bread box looking thing.
Yep.
Okay. I have a CNR license. That would be, this is from Anonymous, a Curio and Relic license, and have applied for an FFL, Federal Firearms License. After reading about ATF's recent raids on FFLs, I am concerned. Do I have to allow ATF access to my home? Can they use force if I refuse? You don't want to be refusing ATF. If you have a federal firearms license,
they
have a right to come in. They will take your license if you don't allow them to.
Well, that was the whole reason why when I first started doing this, I was like, I'll get an FFL. And I didn't have like a business location at the time. So my location was going to have to be my house. And then when I found out that they can come and search your house at any time, I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. 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 No kidding. Is it me or is, this is Ray, is it me or is the price of ammo starting to come down?
I would say I've seen 9 come down, but 5.56 is still pretty spendy. Bob?
I would say it's definitely coming down from what I've heard from students. I always ask in every class, and it seems like guys are getting 5.56 around 35 cents around now.
Right.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it's still not where I would like it.
Like a dime.
I used to only buy 5.56 if it was like 32 cents or less around and free shipping.
Yeah.
But we're almost there because a year ago it was like it had gone down to like 38 to 40 cents around, and that was decent, you know, compared to 3 years ago or 2 years ago when it was a dollar around or 90 cents around.
Never forget that. I'll never forget
that. I haven't really researched it on my own, like looking at places, but I do ask in every class, and it does seem like guys are getting it for like 35, 36 cents around now, 5.56. I think you just got to do your research.
Nancy asks, as crime increases and our cities continue to die, will we see a rise in vigilantism? Is this something we should prep and train for?
I don't think you're going to have to train for it because you're going to be on their side.
Yeah. I mean, you're your own first responder, Nancy. We have to assume that when it seconds count, the police will be there in minutes. I know the best response times in the world are measured still in minutes. So,
well, I mean, you start
vigilantism.
Daniel Penny, he stood up. Those two guys at the 7-Eleven, they stood up.
Yeah.
And it is beginning now, and it's beginning in places where they don't have guns. Which one of the interesting things about this, where everywhere where this is beginning, my downloads on this podcast have jumped in those locales since all of this, since COVID. New York, California?
Yeah.
Jumping.
Yep.
We're running out of time, guys. Thanks very much for joining me today.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Lee. This is Think Game Fire. Go check them out at their respective places. It is well worth the ride. I got to go take a class with Bob. Me and Lee need to go take a class with Bob.
Come down November, December.
We'll settle this whole C2 versus CS conundrum right then and there.
That's right. Let's not do it today.
we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.